From JMI Wealth this Friday morning. Andrew, good morning.
Yeah, morning, Mike.
So the Reserve Bank in a bouquet.
Yes. I want to end the week in a positive manner, Mike. I want to go into the weekend with lots of positive vibes. And so there's a bit of focus at the moment on the Reserve Bank proposals to increase bank capital with the potential impact on the banking system and mortgage rates. But I want to focus on the Central Banking Publications Annual Awards. Now, I'm guessing this is like the Oscars for central bankers, and they have a big ritzy awards evening at the London Marriott, and our very own Reserve Bank of New Zealand, Mike, was on the podium.
Fantastic.
Flying the flag for the minnows, I think, in the world of central bankers. They won Initiative of the Year. Now, this is the Bank Financial Strength Dashboard. Now, look, Mike, I do understand that this is not going to be a sort of a landing page for lots of our listeners out there, but I do have to say this, for those of us in the business, this site as well, Mike, it's really, really good. It gives easy to understand, easily comparable, well-presented sort of comparative information on all the registered banks. So you can, at a click, you can go and you can see how they stack up on return of equity, how they stack up on return of assets, what their capital adequacy is. It's really good. And I suspect that it's unique. I suspect it's very difficult to do this anywhere else in the world. So I want to give a big bouquet to the Reserve Bank. Well done. Gold star. Good stuff.
Now, coffee futures. Now, this is interesting because if you read a lot about coffee, you know that coffee is going to disappear from the world and the price is going to go through the roof and it's going to be a rich man's game. Is that true?
No. And then this is a subject that's most dear to my heart, Mike, as well. As you might understand, you know, the top there is my family, but running very close in second and third place is wine and coffee. And sometimes the order is up for debate. I'll give you that. So right up there with the magnificent New Zealand Chardonnay is a great flat white. So what's going on in coffee markets? Yeah, didn't we hear coffee was going to disappear?
And yes.
Well, coffee futures have slumped to 13-year lows. That's right, 13-year lows. Arabica coffee is one of the worst performing commodities in the past year. What's going on is lots of supply. So Brazil, that's the world's top producer, they harvested record amounts of coffee in 2018, so much so there's now a surplus, more than we need. But there is apparently some hope for coffee producers. And when I researched this, there's a school of thought out there that thinks that prices could rise because there is still plenty of demand. And there's plenty of countries where there still isn't a lot of penetration of coffee. I think China, there's very few coffee drinkers. But years of strong supply have driven the prices so low, Mike, that some producers in places like Colombia, Costa Rica, Peru, these are all higher cost producers. They can't make a profit. Huh? So there's reports of growers shifting to coca, which is the main ingredient in cocaine. So the key ingredient, the key question really is whether or not the surplus this year will outweigh this year's projected deficit. The funny thing, Mike, though, that I can't get my handle on, we've got Arabica coffee at 13 years lows, but the price of coffee across the counter in Auckland doesn't seem to have changed at all.
Oh, no, don't say that. Because the next thing, Jacinda's going to have a working group and the Commerce Commission's going to be involved and they're going to be fleecing us. We don't need that. I thought you wanted positive vibes.
Yeah, but what's happened? What's going on, Mike? What's going on anyway? I'm quite happy to pay for my daily coffee. Maybe one, maybe two, maybe three sometimes. I'm very happy to pay for that. It's one of life's rare pleasures.
Ain't that the truth? Now, what are the numbers?
Yeah, market's all pretty quiet overnight. 25,709 on the Dow. That's up 5. The S&P 500 virtually unchanged, 2810. And similar, the Nasdaq's gone nowhere really, 7643. The FTSE 100, showing great stability in the face of all the Brexit uncertainty, 7185 on the FTSE 100. That's up 26. The Nikkei down 3, 21287. Shanghai Composite, 2990. They were down 36. Across the Tasman, the ASX 200 closed up 18 last night, 6179. And on the NZX 50, we were another record high. It's all good on the NZX 50, up 48.51%, closing at 9435. On the currencies, one New Zealand dollar on the wholesale markets, 0.6816 US, 0.9657 Aussie, 0.6031 euro, 0.5137 pounds, 76.16 yen. Gold trading at $1,295.86. Brent crude, $67.35.
Perfect, mate. Well done. Have a good weekend. See you Monday. Andrew Kelleher, he and the team at jmiwealth.co.nz.